He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the 11-12-2020 edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the first 2 days of the market tilted towards the Dow. And yesterday and today, it's tilting back to where it belongs, where the growth really is in the market, the NASDAQ. And we're also seeing a big rebound today in the Chinese technology stocks. So we got a lot to go over here today. Right now, the NASDAQ up 23 points. Let's start there. Let's begin this day on a positive note. NASDAQ up, well, call it 11,804. All-time high for the NASDAQ was above 12,000. Just above 12,000. S&P down 15 points right now. That's a quarter of a percent, or that's 0.4%. The S&P 500 is at 3557. That's some pretty lofty numbers. That's getting, it yesterday got pretty close to its all-time high. The Dow, 29,210, down 186 points today, however. Russell 2000 down 14 points. We did see a small cap rally earlier in the week and late last week. That has cooled off for now. Crude oil up 48 cents this morning to $41.93. Gold up $16 per ounce at $18.78. Silver's up a dime. Remember when dimes were silver? I still have a few laying around here somewhere. $24.36. on good old silver. And the bond market, well, you know, we were approaching 1% on the 10-year. Now we back down. We're at 0.91 this morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Interesting day in the market yesterday. Interesting day in the market today. You know, I would just say once again that over the last 12 years, the last bear market, big bear market, was in 2008-2009. And in March of 2009, the market started taking off. It went on a 12-year bull market run until we hit COVID earlier this year. And then we had a very swift bear market, and now we're back in a bull market. And I would just say one observation that has been true over the last 12 years is every sell-off in the technology sector has been a buying opportunity. And it looks like, once again, that is proving to be true as I'm seeing money coming back into tech after the sell-off on Monday and Tuesday. And it would seem that every time I'm hearing these calls for this big cyclical move out of tech and into the cyclical stocks, it doesn't show up in my app, okay? The app would confirm that at some point in time. Where that would show up is I track the asset classes on a daily basis. In simple terms, there's about four asset classes. There's stocks, there's bonds, there's cash, and there's probably the precious metals would be the fourth asset class. But then there's sub-categories of each one. For instance, in stocks, you've got international stocks. You've got U.S. stocks. You've got large-cap stocks. But anyways, when it all breaks down, I track about 33 asset classes on a daily basis. And I rank those asset classes every single day. I'm going to tweak my app just a little bit, so that even the people that have the free version of the app, beststocksnowapp.com, comes with about 600 stocks that I give everybody a free look at. If you want the whole set, just like the old Strat-O-Matic baseball game, it's a $9 per month subscription. However, I'm going to make the asset classes, 33 asset classes, available to everybody. You know, getting the asset allocation right is where it all begins, in your 401k, in your IRA, in your Roth. Now, conventional wisdom, if there is such a thing on Wall Street, uses age as the methodology for determining your asset allocation. But you know what? Look, there are other factors besides age that have a much bigger impact. You don't want to be heavily weighted in the bond market if we get into a rising interest rate environment and inflation kicks in. I mean, that you have to take into account. And you don't want to be heavily weighted in a bloated stock market that's getting ready to roll over, where earnings are starting to retreat after a 12-year advance. That has to be taken into account. So in my mind, yes, age is definitely a factor. But I think world conditions and economic condition and what's going on in the asset classes is also equally as important. At least that's how we do it here at our firm. China tech shares surging today. We'll get to that in a minute. We had a good day in the NASDAQ yesterday. It was one of those days where NASDAQ up about 2%. The Dow was down yesterday, reversing the trend from the previous 2 days. You know, I have a lot of people that follow me on Twitter, and I have subscribers to my live trading service. There will be two down days in the NASDAQ, and I got people writing to me, "Bill, what are your thoughts on the tech stocks here?" You know what? Look, one or two days does not a new trend make. Let's see how this plays out. I think what most individual investors have a hard time with is patience and stepping back and looking at the big picture. They get all caught up in the daily moves of the market, and they let their emotions take over. Just from my experience of now I'm going on my 24th year in the business, you got to handle emotion. You can't let fear and greed dominate. I let the numbers, and I try to put a little logic into my money management methodology also. But I know a lot of people, they get caught up in the daily moves of the market. I know these kinds of people. I've met with thousands of people over the years. Usually those folks, their left eye twitches uncontrollably when you mention NASDAQ. That's how I could tell. This guy might belong in bonds. I don't know. Is the rotation over out of NASDAQ into the cyclicals? Well, it was only 2 days. It was very short-lived. If the cyclicals ever start to rise to the top again, you'll hear about it here on the radio show, and you'll see it in my app, and you'll see it in my weekly newsletter. I got you covered. Global shares retreat amid virus worries. That seems to be a dominant theme right now, especially in Europe, where the United Kingdom is currently on lockdown. I don't think Paris or Frankfurt have locked down, but they're definitely seeing a spike in COVID. The Biden team is talking about a 4 to 6 week lockdown here in the U.S. Of course, they can't really order that until they're fully in office, but that's what they're looking at right now. Would that get the coronavirus under control? I don't know the answer to that question. I know they locked down in Israel here recently for 4 weeks, and I don't know that it got things under control or not. I would have to look and see how Israel is doing since their lockdown. European equities under pressure, offsetting vaccine optimism. Okay, so look, if we review this week, a lot has happened this week. On Monday, we had the big news out of Pfizer, which sent the Dow soaring. At one point, it was up 1,700 points. It ended up 800 on the day. And that kind of started that move into cyclical stocks, everybody thought all of a sudden, gee, let's get back into the airlines, the cruise ships, the hotels, the restaurants, etc. Not so fast, okay? Let's see how things play out. Today's the day that the initial jobless claims come in every Thursday. I'm happy to report that I'm still employed. Initial jobless claims, 709,000 people, however, did apply for unemployment. That number continues to drop, okay? We were at 3 million per week during the height of coronavirus. Okay, when we come back, alt energy versus traditional energy. There's two sides of that street, let me tell you. Let me tell you how some of these alt energy stocks are doing right now. We'll be right back. Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, the Dow continues to trade down. It's down 98 points right now. The 10-year yield is currently at 0.92. It did make a run at 1% earlier this week. It got as high as 0.97. But there's very heavy resistance there. The NASDAQ is now up 44, gaining a little steam there. On the NASDAQ. Okay, now, you have your choice, okay, in the investing world. You've got value investors that look for things that are out of favor. You've got more of the growth side of the equation that are looking for things that are in favor. One side likes the wind in their face with the stocks that they buy, the sectors that are out of favor, and the other ones like the wind at their back, right? Well, is it relates to the energy sector, you have the alternative energy sector, which would include wind, solar, fuel cells, etc. I do have quite a bit of exposure there. Not quite a bit, but I own several, let's say, in that sector, mostly in my emerging growth portfolio. You know, the renewables energy stocks, yeah, you know, they're almost mainstream. The First Solar is a pretty big company. I suppose you could call Tesla a renewable energy stock, but I'm talking more of the energy providers coming from solar, wind, etc. And there's several ETFs that cover that sector. TAN is the solar ETF. FAN is the wind ETF. There's also ICLN, which is the clean energy ETF. Now, on the other side of the street with the wind in their face, OPEC, the IEA that tracks oil demand, etc. Well, I can just tell you that if you look at my Best Stocks Now app, and now you break it down into the sectors, okay, first you determine that stocks right now are a better place to be than the bond market, then cash, then precious metals, then being inverse the market, which is probably another asset class. But if you break it down into the sectors, I track 66 different sectors in the market. What's at the top, at or near the top? Well, the alt energy, the solar sector, the alternative energy stocks. Plug was one of the biggest winners in the market yesterday. Plug Power, which is a fuel cell stock. We own that one in our emerging growth portfolio, which is like our AA baseball team. That little portfolio has done quite well this year. Now, if you cross the street and you want the wind in your face, you look at the oil stocks, the crude oil stocks. They continue to have the wind in their face. What can I say? And the IEA backed that up yesterday. They cut their global oil demand forecast due to COVID. COVID has had a massive, massive impact on oil. If you think back, I don't remember which month it was, March, April, we had oil at a negative price for a day or two. Negative price. They would pay you to come haul it away. That's what happened to the oil market. And you look at these big oil stocks and you see these big dividend yields. Last time I looked, Exxon was up around 11%. I personally would not touch them with a 10-foot pole. They have the wind in their face with no sign, really, of that wind turning around anytime soon. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, yesterday was another huge day for the alternative energy names. And if you also take a look at what's happening in the political arena right now here in the U.S., you can also see that there will probably be a shift away from the frackers and into the alternative energy stocks. Some players, Fuel Cell Energy, Bloom Energy, Plug Power, First Solar, Sun Power, Canadian Solar, Enphase, Solar Edge, Jinko Solar out of China, and others, Daco Energy, DQ. To me, this is a pretty good area of the market to have a little bit of exposure to. But don't get a sunburn or a windburn. Don't go too heavy. In addition to this, you're going to see a big move towards, the Green New Deal. San Francisco becomes the biggest U.S. city to ban natural gas in all new buildings. Okay, you cannot have natural gas running to your new home or to your new office building. The legislation will help the city cut greenhouse gas emissions and improve safety. And I would just say it would appear that things that are happening out west are going to spread across the country under the new administration. So, again, the wind is in the face of the fossil fuel industry. The wind is at the back of the alternative energy sector. Now, I saw a good spiel this morning. Somebody from Pfizer was talking about the logistics behind moving the vaccine. It has to be moved at a very low temperature. Cryogenics are going to come into play here to move massive amounts. Europe has ordered 200 million doses. Okay, the logistics involved in that and keeping this thing at minus 95 degrees is quite a task. Now, I would just mention that Sanofi and Johnson & Johnson may come up with a better vaccine that doesn't require this. If clinically proved, later arriving shots from the likes of Sanofi and Johnson & Johnson, they may be better suited for global distribution. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine is in testing as a one- and two-dose regimen and is expected to be stable at a refrigerated temperature of 35 to 40. So a regular refrigerator truck that carries avocados or whatever else, bananas, to you, that would make the logistics a lot easier than what Pfizer's vaccine requires, minus 95 degrees. Moderna's, they're saying that theirs must be stored at negative 4 degrees Fahrenheit. AstraZeneca still doesn't really know, but they do know that it would be cold storage needed for them also. As far as AstraZeneca goes, they've partnered with CCT Research, a clinical research company, to advance their COVID-19 research. By the way, AstraZeneca's stock has been pretty perky. I kind of gave up on it earlier this year. It just did not have any momentum whatsoever, and it seemed to be falling behind in the vaccine race. But they're still a player. They're going to do a massive clinical trial in Phoenix, Arizona. Now, I have a lot of back office workers out that way. Maybe I'll volunteer them. I don't think so. I'm going to volunteer them for that Russian vaccine. See how that works. But Phoenix, anyways, get ready. AstraZeneca coming to town. They're looking for people. They'll pay you to test out the vaccine. Okay, when we come back, oh, man, I got a lot of individual stocks to talk about today. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Dow down 160 right now. Over across the street, on the sunny side of the street today, we have the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is currently up. As I see the little bug come around, transport's not having a good day today. The NASDAQ's up 32 points right now. The Chinese tech stocks are red hot here today, and that we're having a very, very good day here at Gunderson Capital Management. Before I leave the vaccine space, because, you know, you got to realize what a game changer a vaccine would be in several sectors, the cruise ship sector, the airline sector, the hotel sector, etc. You can't count out China's vaccine yet, okay? I reported yesterday that Brazil said, hey, no more, no mas. We've had people die. Well, now they found out that the person that died committed suicide, okay? Maybe they just didn't want to take the vaccine. They'd rather die, you know. But anyways, they have fired up that vaccine, those vaccine trials again of Sinovac, SVA. That is China's candidate in the vaccine race. Of course, you would think China would know more about COVID than any other country, but their vaccine does not seem to be too good so far. Nikola's back in the news. We haven't heard about Nikola again. Now, we were talking about alternative energy. One of the big players that continues to emerge, hydrogen. Now, we found a stock not too long ago that is getting into the hydrogen business big time. We bought that in our Ultra Growth portfolio. If you want to see what's in our Ultra Growth portfolio and how well it's done so far this year, I'm pretty proud of those returns. Wow. That's in our newsletter. You go to GundersonCapital.com. You get 2 free weeks of my newsletter. You can see those portfolios, how they've done, what's in them. We have a little bit of exposure to another alternative energy source. That's hydrogen, which is one-third of the water equation, right? Wasn't it H2O? Well, Nikola was having a good day here last time I saw it. The big move right now is into the trucking industry, turning these trucks. Nikola had a pretty good day yesterday. A lot of controversy, though, surrounding Nikola. When I first started hearing about, some of the allegations and whatnot, I think there's a lot of truth there. I ran from the stock. I don't trust the people there. I don't trust the CEO anymore, who's no longer the CEO. But Nikola rallied yesterday on hydrogen truck talk. Nikola Ames, which is NKLA, of course, that was the first name of Tesla. Nikola aims to start producing a Class 8 truck powered by a hydrogen fuel cell for the U.S. market by 2023. So you can see where the companies involved in hydrogen could be a big play going forward. Well, the airlines, the transports, they've looked ugly. You know, there was this big false move Monday. Oh, there's a vaccine. All is love again. Let's get back into love. Southwest Airlines and others, American. Let's buy the cruise ships. I said, not so fast. Come on. These stocks are barely hanging on. Do you know what's happened to their sales? The cruise ship sales are down 90% from the same quarter last year. They're barely hanging on. I mean, they still have overhead, and they have no revenue coming in. I wouldn't be buying those stocks at this point in time. You know, the airline industry wasn't the best industry before all of this happened. Look at Love. In the second quarter of this year, their sales were down 83%. Okay, I know there's a lot of investors out there that are vulture investors. They dig through the carcass to see if there's any life left. Well, Love is not that bad. But some of these airlines, I know, for instance, Norwegian Airlines, which is just about done, finished. I mean, you can't, excuse me, you can't continue to burn money for long and not have any revenues coming in. So here's what Southwest says. They see modest improvement in close-in leisure demand. Modest improvement. But having said that, revenue fell 65% in October. So, yeah, if you're a vulture investor, you might want to pick up some cruise line stocks, some airline stocks, some hotel stocks, etc. That's not my cup of tea. I talked yesterday about a stock that was up almost 300%. They have something that seems to be working well with stomach cancer. Five Prime. And now they've got another drug. Wow, two in 2 days. I see they did a big secondary offering last night. That's how that works. You get good news on a drug candidate, and they go to the well and they float more shares. And, of course, Wall Street is very happy to handle that transaction because there's a lot of fees involved there. Well, Five Prime is up another 24% today on a different drug candidate. This is highly restricted T regulatory cells within tumors that they're showing a drug that has promising effect. This is one to keep an eye on, FPRX. I think a lot of your big breakthroughs in the coming years are going to be in the medical space, no question about it. Now, in my 24 years in the business, the very first big revolution we had, no, it wasn't going from the horse and buggy to the car. It was the computer revolution. I still remember my first personal computer. It was a Capro that weighed about 97 pounds. It had a spreadsheet that was 20 rows by 20 columns, and it took about a minute to calculate when you entered in a new number. And I saw the computer revolution. I remember Novell and networking our computers. Then what came next? The cellular, the phone revolution. I remember the phone hanging on our wall as a kid with a dial on it that you would dial, and it would make a noise. And you'd wait till Sunday night to call your relatives in Norway because the long-distance calls were cheaper at that point in time, you know, at Sunday nights. Well, we saw the entire telephone revolution where now a telephone is your camera, it's your day timer, it's your music collection. I don't hardly ever use it as a phone, very seldom, you know. It's your radio. I listen to my talk radio on it. Well, I think, obviously, the medical field, and you're seeing a big revolution in the car industry, which I predicted a couple of years ago. In fact, I started to try to start an ETF called ECAR, E-C-A-R. It's just too hard to compete with, you know, these big guys, Blackstone and Goldman and Sachs and all of these guys. But it was a heck of a good idea. Now, there is an ETF called DRIV, which does exactly that, the car revolution. Well, and there's also many, many ETFs. There's cancer ETFs, and there's several other ETFs that are following the genomic revolution, etc. Bitcoin topped 16,000 for the first time in 3 years yesterday. Oh, I own a little bit of GBTC. I keep it in this drawer back here that nobody can see. It's got a lock, and you know, it's hitting new highs. What can I say? How do you put a value on Bitcoin? I don't know. I have no idea. But I do know a good stock chart when I see one. And I do have that ETF in my Best Stocks Now app, the Bitcoin Trust, and it's currently ranked number 125 out of 5,489. And I don't have to pay $16,000 for it. It's $18 per share. That's the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, GBTC. which is highly ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. We recently wrote up a nice story. I collaborated with Barry. We did an article on JD.com. We're being quoted today. JD has positioned itself as the volume leader among e-commerce retailer, writes Bill Gunderson in his article. Investing in the Chinese consumer is a bargain with JD.com. It's having a monster day today. We own it. We'll be right back with our featured stock of the day.
You gotta go the way you wanna go.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. I just want to revisit that JD.com story for a minute. You know, this is a $135 billion market cap company. And, of course, the Chinese stocks have been under fire a little bit, not much. They were threatening, and I don't know where that's all coming from, but to regulate them tougher and to look at them from an antitrust. Let's not forget that these are basically national companies with heavy investment by the Chinese government. They're not going to cut off their own nose. But there seems to be something going on, some kind of a spat. I don't know, maybe Jack Ma ran afoul of the CCP. I don't know what's behind it. But these stocks are rallying mightily today. You know, where else do you find companies this size, $135 billion? JD.com, for instance, has been growing its earnings by 86% per year over the last 5 years. 86% per year over the last 5 years, and that's propelled it to be a $135 billion company. This is a major player. And if you missed our article on this stock, that was just, I think, 3 weeks ago, three weeks ago. It's a big online retailer like Amazon, but they do a lot of other things. They're a volume leader among e-commerce retailers in China. And our article is being quoted here today. I'll just close with this about JD.com. We said JD has positioned itself as the volume leader among e-commerce retailers in China, and their heavily integrated supply chain will continue to lead to better earnings prospects in the quarter ahead, writes Bill Gunderson in his article, with help from Barry Kite. Investing in the Chinese consumer is a bargain with JD.com. All right. Featured stock of the day time. That's real easy today. At least I think it is. Let me just make sure that this stock hasn't tanked since I looked at it last. It was soaring. It's still soaring. Okay. So we'll go with it. I mean, this is a complicated business that I'm going to, this stock that I'm going to talk about next. They're into, they have their hand into a little bit of everything. And when you add up all the hands, this is a $735 billion company. And I think it's well on its way to becoming a trillion-dollar company. This one has not been growing as fast as JD.com, but this is also six times bigger than JD.com, with the current market cap of $735 billion. Tencent Holdings reported earnings today that beat. They mostly beat on the revenue side of things. But let's just take a look at Tencent Holdings in the Best Stocks Now app. The symbol is TCEHY. You say, why? Why is there a Y? Well, it trades... It's a foreign stock, but it trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It's traded 1.5 million shares already today. It's 730. There's plenty of liquidity, okay. Tencent is now a mega cap. It has been a mega cap for quite some time. It has a forward P.E. ratio of 31 right now. But when you've got a growth rate of 27% over the last 5 years, you're going to command a premium multiple. You're not going to trade at a Ford Motor Company like multiple. No growth in a company equals a very low multiple. High growth in a company, you command a higher multiple. That's just the way it goes, okay? When I do the math on Tencent Holdings, I like to do 5-year target prices. I was taught that methodology by a very well-known mutual fund manager in the Bay Area in my early years in the business. Tencent Holdings, I have a valuation on the stock of $140. It's currently trading at $77.01. So it has about 85% upside potential. Underlying potential over the next 5 years, which meets my criteria of 80% or better. Now, I like to combine that upside potential and valuation with what it's done in the past, its performance. This is one of the best performing stocks, especially amongst large caps, in the entire market. Over the last 12 months, it's up 74%, while the market's up 15%. That's some serious alpha there. And over the last 10 years, an investment in Tencent Holdings, 33% per year has been the average return to investors, which is three times what the market has returned. No guarantees in the future, but this stock currently possesses valuation and momentum, which is a very rare combination, and it's currently ranked number 259 out of 5,489. I usually look at those top 300 or 400 stocks on a daily basis. This stock was ranked number 112 a year ago. Of course, it's up 74% since then. Yesterday it was ranked number, or 2 days ago it was ranked number 94. 6 months ago it was ranked number 96. It's just been consistently one of the top-ranked stocks based on value and performance in the www.beststocksnowapp.com, which you need to become familiar with. It will help you a lot in your individual investing. All right. Well, tomorrow I'm going to kind of do a review show of the week because, man, it started off with the vaccine news from Pfizer. Today we're getting this big rebound in the NASDAQ and in the Chinese technology sector. I think it'll be a good day tomorrow to kind of sum things up. If you'd like to sum things up, where are you at right now in your plan? Are you making progress? Are you just sitting there with no plan? I don't know, but I think we can help. I've got advisors that would be happy to talk with you, come up with a plan, help determine your risk tolerance. On the Scoville scale, right? All the way from the mildest Anaheim green chili on up to the hottest habanero or ghost pepper or somewhere in between or a combination thereof. That's what my advisors do. I manage the money. They leave me alone. They do that part so I can do my part. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Get the newsletter. Why not? Gunderson Capital. .com, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.